Okay, all the time starts to share. That's a quick sequel. Sorry, I'll tell of what we've come out of the last week and a half. Summary of the hot summit. We had an apprentice from Lawson and Avon. I believe it's between Avon and Lawson and the kids. When you have a focus, when you have a show pushing another show into a pit, right? So the show pushed the other show into the pit, and the show got damaged. The one that got pushed got damaged or died. Who has to pay for the damage? So we had Machlekes, Rabban, and Rabnosin. So, what was the Maskana? What did the Rabban say? What did Rabnosin say? So Rabban, according to Rashi, we're going to Rashi and places, and then we'll see that we begin on what came out of that. So Machlekes, Rabban, and Rabnosin. Kundarashi, the one that pushed it, the one that instigated the whole story, he's the one that for the whole thing. Baslam and Kara, as Lina, we go according to the one that actively was involved in pushing it in. So Mr. Show has to pay the entire damage. Entire damage. Not fucking barrel. And Mr. Boy is Potter. Why is Boy Potter? He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. He was an instigator. He was, of course, he was Peshea for making that boy, but he was an instigator. And Chacham and Reb Nosson was faded on both points. Number one, Reb Nosson allowed that it doesn't matter that the show was the instigator, that Mr. Boy was also Peshea, and therefore both of them are liable. Both of them had to pay part of the damages. And then there was a second shayla, how much of part of the damages? It depends. If it was so how much do you pay them damages? So if it was a show moon and boy, so they're both moon, they're both equal level of partnership, so 50-50. If it was a show town, then Mr. Show pays a quarter and the boy pays three quarters. Why is it boy pay three quarters? That was the whole discussion. But tomorrow, why should the boy pay more than what he damaged? Answer was either he did pay, he did that damages, because he also did all the damages. The show did all the damages and the boy did all the damages. So really, the boy should be the entire amount. But he's got a partner, so whatever the partner pays, he doesn't need to pay. Whatever the partner doesn't pay, he has to pay. That was the first amount. The second amount, if we haven't done properly in the Gemara, was a chidush, that although each one was 50% of the damages, only 50% of the damages, but yet, since we found the animal in the pit of the Mr. Bone, he has to therefore pay more than what he has, more than what he damaged. And we don't understand why yet. We haven't seen it. Tosis is going to explain it later. So that's Shittas Rabbanon. Shittas Rashi. According to Rabbanon, who paid Mr. Show? How much? The entire amount. And according to him, not so, no. They both were actively, they were part of the damages, and they both have to pay somewhat. That's Rashi.
I mean, call something though. I think the Rashi said it as well on
Right, very good. Rashi there, the Marshal Maram says, was a Talmud wrote that. It wasn't Rashi. Because Rashi doesn't hold. Yeah, so what we said is that Rashi doesn't like Gimel, require Rashi and Gimel students to say something else, but that's wrong. Yeah, it wasn't Rashi, it was the Talmud that wrote it. That shit is Rashi. What shit is Tosis in all this? So we saw in Tosis on Thursday, we saw Tosis that when Gimel said, no, according to Rabbanon, the one who instigated it, Mr. Shoei has to pay 50%, not 100%, pay 50%. Why? Because the boy also was part of the story here. He also was part of the damages, but the Torah exempted him. So really, there's two people involved, the show and the boy. The Torah exempted Mr. Boy from paying his part. So the show has to pay his part, and the boy doesn't pay because although he was involved in it, it's very gentle.
Is it that because of the pasuk?
Not fun.
So
that is the point that we need to focus on today. What is the good thing? Rashi holds Mr. Show pays everything, And some other Tosas said not like that. So why did Tosas say not like that? What made Tosas dispute Rashi's ruling? There was a Gemara, would be good. There's no Gemara that says this Rashi on Tosas. There's no Gemara that says it's not published, but again, there isn't. So where did Tosas know it? And why did Tosas say it? What was wrong with what Rashi said? Rashi said the show did everything. What was wrong with that? One second, Shrach. Right? What was wrong with it? More than that. If you read the simple reading of the Gemara implies like Rashi. If you go to the Gimel on an Aleph. Nun Gimel on an Aleph. The Gemara will learn. So the Gemara says, back to the very beginning of the Sugya, Amar Mara, right halfway down the page. Not for the following kind of here, Chayim. Vamai, maybe heard of them, they say the chisel was on the course there. Amar of Shimi Rabbi, Ava Ashim, and look what he says. Hamani of Nosni. So this is all now introduction. This is what Rav Nosson says.
Of what?
Oh, Gemara. Halfway down the page, Amar. No, give it on with that. You got any else? Amar, not for the following character, Chai. Vamai, name Koyo Gomer. Let's say the chisel was on the course there. Omar of Shimi Ba Ashi, Mani Rav Nosson Hi. You want to know Shat in the Mishnah when we're saying that the Balabur is Chayev, is going like Rav Nosson, who said what? The Omar, he said as follows, Balabur has a Kukovid. The Balabur was also part of the thing, the one that damages. Balabur has a Kukovid. The Balabur is the one that causes the damage. And wherever you can't claim for one, you can claim for now. So it sounds like a more simple reading. That Rav Nosson was the one that had his 2 points. Number one is that don't say it was only the show that pushed down the show in. No, the Balabar is also involved. And the second point is now the Balabar is also involved. If you can't claim for one, then the Balabar has to pay the rest of the debt. According to Rashi, according to simple reading of the Gemara, it supports Rashi's reading. There's a double machlokes between Rabban and Nos. Aleph, who was the one that caused this damage? Was it the Mr. Shari or was it Mr. Bo? According to Rabban, the Shari. We go past Mikar, we go past the one that actively was involved in this whole thing. And Rav Nosson, no, the boat. Why does Mr. Boat pay the whole thing? Because of another principle. If you can't claim for one person, you pay for the other. So that's according to Rashi. You read like Tosas. Tosas holds that even in Rabban, Mr. Boat was involved in the damage. Just the Torah let him off. So it doesn't really read so well. There is a Balaboy Hezeki Ka'ovid. Rav Nosson Balaboy Hezeki Ka'ovid. I'm sure even a good Rabbanon. Balaboy Hezeki Ka'ovid. Just the Torah said that he doesn't need to pay for it. So there's a support in the Gemara for Rashi. So why did Tosfos learn like he learned? Tosfos had a very good reason to not learn like Rashi. When the Gemara, simple reading of the Gemara, goes like Rashi. So what's going on with Tosfos? So in order to do that, we need to learn the Sugya and Tafsir properly with Tosfos. Yeah, that is the job of today. So there's a Gemara in your Gimel Amid Aleph. Omar of Abba is two-thirds of the way down the page. Omar of Abba. The first word in the line is the Hedrix. The last three words are Omar of Abba. You have it, Shura? That's over two-thirds of the way there.
Yeah.
You have it? You got it?
Yeah.
You talk on the Rabba? Very good. On the Rabba. Shlomim Sheziku. If Shlomim, God of Shlomim, caused the damage, he went and damaged by another animal, Goiva Mibsaron Vein Goiva Mimurein. You can only claim from the flesh part of the animal, and not from the part that gets offered up on the coal, on the mizbeach. Fe'le gemar, pshita, of course not. They moim, nigvoya selki. the Emorim get sacrificed on the Mizbeach. How can you claim from them? Some of the Gemara's ask, the Hegdish is potter from damage. Also says the Re'eum, Shere'eum. So Emorim is what it goes on to the Mizbeach. Emorim are the fats and the knowledge of things that are offered that on the Mizbeach. So that, of course, you can't claim from there. So the Gemara said, if we want to know, in every Kol Shlomim, there's a part that the owners own, and there's a part that goes up to Hegdish. So this Shlomim is really owned by two people, so to speak. The guy who's going to eat the Bayim, going to eat the meat, and Hashem. So this animal went to damage. So does the person that owns the meat have to pay for the part of Hashem? So they have to pay for the other half of the animal, the damage. There's really a partner here. There's Hashem and there's me. There's, I've got the common shaman. There's me and Hashem. And both of our animals went and damaged somebody else. So really, it should be Hashem has to pay 50% and I have to pay 50%. But Hashem's off the hook because his part is getting offered up on his bear. So do I have to make up the bill? Do I have to pay the full 100% to make up for what? That part which is offered up on his Mizbeach would have had to pay. That's the Shaila. So the Gemara says, Alibe de Man, who is this Shaila? He Alibe de Rabbanon, if it's going to come to Rabbanon. Well, Pshita, it's obvious that not. Because our Omri, they say, Yilekel ish telume mehai, loy mishtanu mehai. Shita's Rabbanon is that if you can't claim from one person, the other guy doesn't have to foot the bill. There isn't such a thing. So Mela, here you've got one animal owned by me and Hashem, me and the Rebbe Shalom. So Hashem doesn't have to foot the bill, it doesn't have to pay. So I don't need to foot that bill, so I don't have to pay 50%. So what's your Shalom about? It's Pshita. So this is an important word. Pshita. Her Omri, they said, they said that if you can't claim for one, the other one doesn't need to pay. Sure, your question for today is, where do the Rabbanon say that? When do the Rabbanon say this principle? One guy cannot pay the bill, the other one doesn't need to foot the bill. Where does it say such a thing? Where do they say it? That's your question, we'll have to worry. We are living in Nosser, and if we go like a Nosser, well, then what's your shame? Sorry. Ha'oma, he said, he actually said that if you can't pay, if one can't pay the bill, the other one does have to pay a footage. So we read that. What's your shame? If you go to the Abom and it's poshut, not. If you go to the Nosser and it's poshut, yes. So what's your shame? So now the Gemara is going to say, no. It's different here because it's all one animal, let's say inside. Ibai Sema, Ibn Nosem. Ibai Sema, Rabban. The Met, it could be, you could explain that the Shaila Begumar was according to Nosem. And you can explain the Shaila Begumar was according to Rabban. Ibai Sema, Rabban. And you may betray Goofy. If you want, I can answer the Gemara. You want to know what the Shaila is? When did Rabbanon say you don't need to put the bill? That's by trade goofy. When it's two instigators. And there's two things involved in causing this damage. There's the show and the boat.
Right.
So things as two separate parties or instigators or factors, and then two separate ones. So then, just because one can't pay, the other one doesn't need to pay. Why should I pay for your part? I was a shoy, I wasn't a boy. I was a shoy. And a shoy, I paid for shoy, I didn't pay for boy. Or I was a boy, I don't pay for shoy. I'm what I am, I'm not the other one. But, other than Chad Gufer, when there was one item that caused, there was a shoy that damaged. So now maybe I would agree that I can claim from this show. It doesn't make a difference which part of the show I can claim. So if there's two partners, one of them I can't claim from, they won't go on with that. So I'll claim from the bossa. אבל מחד גופו מוצי עמלי, who's מוצי עמלי, the nizik could say, מכל היכה, דבינון, whenever I like, משתלמה על כלי ומאני פרום. So, the, if we're going to go onto the bear, the bear top, you can't claim from there. That was your shlomim that damaged. So I want to claim from your bosom. I'm going to say, now I've got a car and go to him. No, I can't claim from him. It was your show that damaged, you have to pay. To me, that is the shining of the Gemara. Do we say also in shlomim, do we say in shlomim that Abba would agree that ki heche, the lekker of shalom in me'ai, mishtali ma'ai. Generally, they hold you can't. Right? Generally, it's a big car, but maybe a new car. And now the Shadi Abraham is all. Even say we're Muslim, we can explain also going to Nost. Hassan, where's there? Definitely give up with the boy and the show. Hassan Udomale, Bala Show, by the way. You want to know why the Bala Boy has to foot the bill? Because of these words, which you don't really understand it. Anot Turoi Babircho Ishkafe. I found your my animal in your pit. Well, since I found that in your pit, for some reason you're more liable. And therefore, whatever I can't get from Mr. Show, you have to pay. But here, could he say, Bossa Azik, could he really say that it was only the Bossa that caused the damage? You can't say that. Both of them caused damage. And therefore, maybe if not, would say here, it'd be 50-50. You're going to pay from Hashem, and you're going to pay from me. And if Hashem's not going to pay, because it's going to go burn to the Mizbeach, I don't need to put the bill. So what we've seen in this Gemara, that the Gemara brought down the Shittas Rabbanon who held, generally, generally, we're talking about two different factors. We have a Shai and a Boi, we have Bon and Hold. If you can't pay for Mr. Show, the boy doesn't need to pay. If you can't pay for Mr. Boy, your show doesn't need to pay. Just the shadow of the Gemara is what's in them, and they're both one item that's causing damage. And the other point which you saw in the Gemara, that the Svar of Benossan was maybe specifically regarding Boy. Because since the animal is found in the Boy, for some reason, there's more of a reason, more of an onus on the Bala Boy to pay. That's the shayla is, where on earth do the Rabbanon say this is so? When do Rabbanon say, where do they say this? Show me somewhere in Shas, where Rabbanon said, if one person can't pay, the other one doesn't need to put it down. Where do we find such a thing? Shutoi, where's the look is? Which one? So do we see in our Gemara the Rabbanon say, do we find it that the Rabbanon said that one pays only his part of the land? Do we find it? So,
is he a
Rabbanon? Is he a Rabbanon? You see, a Rabbanon holds that you do pay.
Yeah.
So where do we find the Rabbanon? Oh, very good. So Yossi's starting the right keyboard. We know Rabban Osan all that, and Rabban on a Cholek, if a Cholek, it must be the Cholek on this point. Are they arguing this point? You learn Rashi. What was the reason why the Rabban said the show pays the whole thing? Because he instigated, so he did the whole thing. So he pays the whole thing. Why is Mr. Bo not paying anything? He didn't do anything. Why is the show pay the whole thing? He did the whole thing. So, of course, Mr. Show should pay the whole thing. So, there is no recovery for such a side of that the show pays the whole thing because the boy can't pay. No, the reason why the show paid the whole thing was because he did everything. If you know that, Tosis, things are much easier. Tosis says, remember what Tosis said? Well, how much does Mr. Show pay? Tosis, the Das Rabbono. How much does the show pay? Only Chatzin Ezek. Why only Chatzin Ezek? Because he's a shooter, but the other guy, why does the other guy not pay anything? For the apostle. Now, one second. If you would hold like Rav Nosson, then the show, the chayyim should pay the whole thing. Why? Because since Mr. Boy can't pay, the owner should fall on the show. And we don't say that. So you see, in places, you see that the Rabbanan hold that if my other partner doesn't have to pay, I don't need to pay the bill. In Rashi, you don't see it. So maybe that's the reason why Tosfos is better than Rashi. Now, I'll say it one more time just to make sure we're clear. Tosfos argued on Rashi and Daphne Gimel. Tosfos said, it's not Pshat the Mr. Show pays the whole thing, Show only pays half of them. Rashi, why did Tosfos say that? So perhaps, we're seeing Tosfos say, perhaps, Malach could be, because the command of Daphne Gimel said that we're bond on hold, that is a principle. If one guy can't pay, the other one doesn't need to pay. And where do we find that Shittas Rabbanan? Rabbi Rashi, never see it. Because the reason why Mr. Show pays the whole thing is because he did the whole thing. Right? We never find a case where he would have to make up the other side because possibly he did the whole thing. As Ainkin comes to Tosfos, there is such a case. The boy is potter because the show pushed him in, come to Rabbanan. The boy is potter. And yet the show doesn't need to make up for that damage. So let's see this in Tosfos. Tosfos David Gimel Amud Aleph, and David Gimel Amud Aleph, the top of the page. The Alimud de Rabon, Pesh Bekudras, says Rashi, the Alimud de Rabon, which Rabon? The Pliny Alimud de Nosson, they argue, dispute the Shittah of Nosson, prepare Kapor. Anyone know why this page is called Hapara? If you look at the top of our page, it's called Shosh Shalomim Hapara. Why is this referred to it as Perek Hapara? Why not Shosh Shalomim? Yeah, Ruben's on the ball. There's another Shosh Shalomim Perek Adam. What's the Shosh Shalomim Adam? Have you gone to the Shosh Shalomim? Let's start. Therefore, in this it calls it Hapara, Perek Hapara. So, Gabi, show Shadokham Khamir the boy, show that pushed his friend into the boy. The Oman, the Gemara says, the Tam, if it's a color, if it's a famous Tam, the Bala boy, Shai Meso, or Bala boy, Pod. Alme, we see, Hilekel is the Lumi, the Bala show, Loy, Mishtali, the Bala boy. If the Bala show doesn't need to pay, the Bala boy doesn't need to pay. Also doesn't, yeah? So they said, I've got another case. Well, actually, he speaks to that. What would mean if it's a show town? A show town pushing an animal into a boat. So how much does the show town pay? 50%, right? How much does the boy pay? Nothing. Why not?
Because
of the So how you see it, the boy doesn't need to pay out what the show did. Well, of course not, he didn't do anything. That's going to be the discussion. Rabbi Bishop, bring him to Hezek. And therefore it's possible they ain't going to be sorry, can they get able. All that in the quote of Rashi, that we view. Mashmali Virusha. It's apparent from the words of Rashi, Shashur Oisa, the Shur does call Hezek. The entire damage from Balaboy in his plum, and the Balaboy is not considered to have done anything. Hilkut, Shur Muid. The Shagan is a Choy. The town, Katsi Medic. On the Kach, Loimotzi the Medic, Elo Mitam. That's why Rashi said, my dear, I want to prove it from the town. But Loimim Mood, he didn't prove it from Mood, but by Mood, the Shagan Mood did everything, so of course he pays the whole thing. The Shagan was by Shoy Tam, which only did the half, would the boy have to make up the damage? He says that Rashi also says clearly in V'chein Pesh Be'etel Kamon V'pei Kapor V'zeh L'Shoyim. So now he's quoting Rashi, which is what we have at the bottom of our Omid. Zeh L'Shoyim Av Rabbanon V'osom Mikara Ozni. Rabbanon go according to the instigator. V'sovri and they hold Bal Hashoy Kula Hedek Yikov with the Bal Hashoy is the entire damage. Hilkoch V'mod with the car with the Shoy Mod Bal Hashoy Mishanim Hedek Shoyim. Vetam, Mishalim, Katsi Nezek, or Balge, Mapsid and half of the Nezek would lose out. So, Koshanui, okay, this was all the sigma of Rashi. So, come to Rashi, who is the one that is Chayim to pay the Shoy? Why is the Shoy Chayim to pay? He's the one that did it. What does the Balge do? Nothing. Koshanui, when we decide who caused the damage here, we don't look at the pivot. Look at the one that pushed him into the pit. Because
you're not right to do the thing here.
Yeah, they're right. That's his too. Yeah, no, right. But now this shows Saul did that, pushed the other one aside. And therefore, the show is the one that did the whole thing, possibly Korah. Some people say the opposite because if you have a church between an active person or a passive person with a fine Christian, an active one, some people say that we go up the one who started it. So, different shamus in that frame. So, but in all the same, in case in such area, the bow is really only grown. And let's go with that. The bow is really only grown. And the show is an active mazik. When you want to decide who's the one who's the mazik, you decide if the balash show. And the bow didn't do anything. There's the grom involved. The kosher we trade choices. Hey, Chidaik, how can we deduce that even going from Ibsam, Kenegnim, or Urim, that Shittas Rabbon is that you would not claim the meat from the meat to put the bill of the Imurim? How could you deduce that? Midelay Mishtanim, Mibala Moiklum. How could you work out and say, well, since I see the balabri doesn't need to pay, so you see, don't claim from one partner to foot the bill of the other, so too you wouldn't claim from the bossa to foot the bill of the emurim. So let's just go back. How can we deduce? They ain't go even mipsarim, kinegri emurim. They don't claim from the meat to foot the bill of the emurim. From the fact that the balaboy doesn't need to pay anything, the town, in the case of the town, we say that it loses the other half, and we don't say Mr. Boy should pay the other half. You want to know why the boy doesn't pay the other half? To Hossam, that's one because Mishum Shaboy Loyos has a clown. The boy didn't do anything. If the boy didn't do anything, of course, he doesn't have to foot the bill. Aber mit Schlammen, bei mit Schlammen, Schabossa, Osso, Kamoike, Hezek, the meat is definitely an active part of this damager. So maybe there, Kiheke, Kiven, the Lekke, the Schlammen, the Moim, since you can't claim from the Moim, Mishtaim, and Abossa, maybe then you would claim from the Bossa. Okay, what's this is Kasha? There's Kasha was. There's one case in the Gemara which you might be able to work out, okay? What's the case? You have a shoy town that pushes the animal into a boat. And the halacha is that the nizik doesn't get his full damages. He only gets paid half. Which half? The half of the shoy. Why don't we say Mr. Boy has to pay the other half? Why don't we say that? Why don't we say that? Must be, says Rashi, must be because we don't hold to that principle. Says Tosis, maybe not. Maybe the reason why Mr. Boat doesn't need to pay is because he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything, that's why he doesn't need to pay. And that's why the Nizik loses out. But in the case of our Gemara, we have the Psorim and the Muim. The Psorim definitely did the damage. So maybe here, even Rabbanon would say that the Psorim have to, the boss has to pay the whole thing. That's the discussion. I want to skip a little bit. I'm cheating. Yeah. Okay. Void. A little bit later. Void. Void. You see, the second word in the line is void. Void. Menorah, the Gemara, the Rabbanon, Bitam, Bishalim, Balashur, Mechzor, or Malaboy Potter. How do we know Bechlau that? How do we know that? The Rabbanon hold that Tam pays the Balashur, pays half, and the Malaboy Potter. Zelma, Bitam, Balashur, Bishalim, Mechzor, or Malaboy, Bishalim, Mechzor. Maybe indeed, the Rabbanon would hold that Bitam, the Malaboy does pay half. I says the Gemara the Balaboy Poto, Rabbanon the army of Balaboy Poto, I the more the Sumanod. So there's two questions. Number one is the whole aspect of Gemara can deal with it starts. Because the reason why the Balaboy is Poto is because he didn't do anything. So of course there Rabbanon said you can't claim anything from the book. The shame came in the Gemara by Imurim and Bosso, where the boss is definitely involved, actively involved in the damage. Maybe there it would say you have to put the bill on the other partner. And base, There is no makor even in the Gemara in the Gimel to show that the Baal Avoy is responsible by Tam. Maybe not. Maybe the Baal Avoy is chayav by Tam. It doesn't say anything. All it says about the Baal Avoy possible, that could be talking about showing book. So those are the two kashas from Rashi. So now we're going to say here's the chart, and with that we'll understand how Tosfos and Gimel are about.
So why is the second question at the time? The law originally didn't do anything. Why is the second question at the time?
If he didn't do anything, yeah. How do we see that in the Gemara? Rashi learned that way.
It's really the same question.
Can you hear it? So now Tosfos now Mordechai up to Tosfos Malach and Gimel on with Aleph. Can you hear it? Benir the re the Abonon the Homi Bala Shoy Chaim or Bala Boy Poto Haino the Bala Shoy Meshai Mechzo the Boy or the Tam Revia or Bala Boy Poto the Gamri. Why? Not because he didn't do anything. He did. So why is the Bala Boy Poto the Gamri? Shoy Chaim and calls the boy Elo Hecha the Nopal Mimel. Every time you have a boy, the animal fell in the meal. Receive the Nafal Shoma Shoy. Aval in a hair in my pinin, I say, if somebody else pushed it in, my pinin is a boy, Poto Balham. Then the Balboy is Poto. So, first point is, he disagrees with Rashi. We know this term, but we give him, and then we answer why. He disagrees with Rashi, and he holds no, the Balboy is. Actively, well, he is involved in the damage. He is a partner in the damage. The reason why he's possible to pay is because possible. So don't tell me the Baal HaShoy did everything. If he did everything, then the whole sugar doesn't stop. If he did everything, the reason why the Baal HaShoy is possible is because he didn't do anything. So of course, by Bosa and Imun, where the Bosa did do something, the Baal HaShoy, the Baal HaBosa should pay. No, that's not the case. Sure, I'm going to come to you because I want to speak out. So that's not the case. The case is really every time you have a Shoy and a Boy, each one are involved in the damage. Each one is. Mr. Shoy is Chayim because he pushed. The Boy should be Chayim, sorry, the Boy should be Chayim because he caused the Chavotah. He caused the damage in it when it landed. So each one was involved in the damaging of this animal, the killing of the animal. Each one is. So, why is the Baal HaShoy Chayim half? He did half. Why is the Baal HaBoy Poto? A possum. So what? So we're not there yet. Here's, once we say what it means, then you've got your question. The opposite, yeah? Ha'ra, ha'chi purusha. Ha'minon, the Rabbanon said, כי לכן נשתלו מבעל הבוי, לא נשתלו מבעל השוי. When you couldn't have claimed from the בעל הבוי, now that we know there's an exemption for the בעל הבוי, we know the בעל הבוי is potter, so now we understand why is the בעל השוי not having to pay? Why is the בעל השוי not having to pay to make up what the בעל הבוי did? That's the right. Ha'aminon, not the version. How minon kilek? How omi? They said kilek in ishtalumi mi bala boy lo imishtalumi mi bala shoy. If the bala boy can't pay, the bala shoy doesn't need to pay. Abu got this today, even though we hold at the moment. Michael is a govit. Even though we think the shoy did the entire damages and the boy did the entire damages, we don't think it's the shoy has to pay the whole thing. Ah, why not? We don't say just because one can't pay, the other one needs to foot the bill. And therefore, pshita, then go even mitzvah and connect them. And therefore, it's possible to ask that you don't claim from the vassal to counteract the part of the evil. Okay. Yes. Sure.
So really, there's only one last love between Rabbanan and Rabbi Lam.
Excellent. Yeah, because they said there's only one machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbanan. What's the machlokes? Do we say one guy has to put the bill of the other? Kundra Rabbanan, do it, a Kundra Rabbanan don't. But where do we see a Kundra Rabbanan don't? I'm saying, where do we see a Kundra Rabbanan don't? Where do we see it? Not from the fact that Mr. Bari doesn't need to pay up for the part that the Shoytam doesn't need to pay for. That's Harashi, that not from them. No, because they're from Tarashi doesn't make any sense. The Bari didn't do anything. So it's not from them. So where do we see the Rabbanan hold that the but that one partner doesn't pay the other part? Where do we see it? From the opposite case. The Shoy is the one that pushed the animal into the Bari. The Bari has an exception in his part of. Does the show need to pay up to make up for the part of the that the glory doesn't pay? That obviously doesn't. The show more pushes in, the show more pays up. Why didn't he pay the whole thing? Must be because he owed. Thank you. If the regulars put on the knife, one half doesn't pay. The other also doesn't need to make up for it. Yes, not the time.
So why does it doesn't say that the boar pays three quarters? According to this, the shore should be worth one pay quarter.
In which case, you have lost them.
Yeah, in other words, if you know that they're equally and the boar gets off the hook, so if the Bala Shur should pay more, he says the other way, that the Bala boar pays more.
Yeah, because the Gemara spoke out that if we're talking about Shoytam, the Shoytam has to get his cut off 25%. That is, somebody else has to make that up. It's going to be the boar. Or, because I found the animal in the pit, it's also another reason why it should be, right? So maybe let's do a sickle. A summary of what came out from Russian business.
Why does that matter? I mean, we know the situation. You know, we have candles. You know the shore, threw it into the bore. Okay, so it's in the pit. So what? Like,
yeah, most I mentioned twice today. At the moment, we don't know the shot of that. We have to see Tasty. At the moment, we don't understand. So what if you find it in the pit? So what? But we know that. Exactly. So we know what happened. So pushed it in. Everyone knows what happened. So the show has a legal let off some of the money. Why should Mr. Boy have to pay extra, even though he only did 50%? That's a question of fact and basis. I'm not saying it because it's not an answer, because we have to learn to show it's a complicated thing. So but let's do a summary of what we've seen in Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says clearly in David Gimel, the Rabbanan hold that you don't say that one pays foots the bill for the other part. Don't say. So where would we see, where do we find such a thing in our bond? The fact that Rabbanan says you do pay, that we do find. But where do we find the Rabbanan said you don't? So Rashi says where? If the Shoytam pushes that animal into a bar, so the Shoytam pays 50%, well, or 25% given, and the boy doesn't need to pay anything. So you see that the show, then the boy doesn't need to make up for what the show can't pay. So that's not fair, that's not right. The reason why that is because the boy didn't do anything. That's why. Because the boy didn't do anything. So you don't bring a raya from there, because the boy didn't do anything. So where's the raya, according to Tosfos, that you don't say, where's the raya? Where's the raya that you don't say, so Tosfos says, the raya is from a different piece. The case is a show, push the animal into a boy. The boy doesn't need to pay. Why doesn't he have to pay? There's a possible. And the show doesn't make up. The show would push the animal into a pit. He only pays 50%. He doesn't need to pay more. Why not? They're both actively involved. The boy's got an exemption. Why should the show have to pay up, right? Answer is, if you like this storm in the eye, Mishtalim Mihai. We don't learn Mishtalim Mihai. Just because one can't pay, the other one doesn't need to pay. That's the summary of Tosfos. So after mentioning Rashi and Tosfos, did the Bala boy do it? According to Rashi, he didn't do it, and according to Tosfos, he did do it. But he's got a possible. Yeah? There's one thing that needs, it's a poshut answer, but it needs thought and cheshbon a little bit. I don't know why it would be able to help, but there's one thing in cheshbon. Tosfos argues on Rashi, right? Tosfos holds the Bala boy did do something. Not like Rashi, the Bala boy didn't do anything. So what was Tosfos' question of Rashi? Tosfos' question of Rashi was, Rashi said that the Bala showed, pushed the animal in, and the Bala boy didn't need to make up the damages of the Bala showing, right? So Tosfos asked the question, what's his question? Of course he doesn't need to, because the Balabai didn't do anything. Balabai didn't do anything. Kuntan Rashi understands, if you're boss me car, the Balabai didn't do anything. We view it all as the Balabai showed the anything. So of course, the Balabai won't need to make up for something he didn't do. Because the Balabai showed it did it all. So those sounds is not true. The Balabai did do something. Right? The Balabai did do something. So in the case, let me ask you, in the case when the Balashoi is a tar, and he pushes the animal in, and he only has to pay half damages, right? Why does the Balashoi not need to make up that damage?
Which is
do we have a right from there that you see, the lack of a shalom high, let me start an eye. Do we have a right in the fact that Shoi, Tom pushes the animal in, and the only has to pay half, and the Nizik loses out? Do we have a right from there that Kehehi, the lack of a shalom high, let me start an eye?
No, she's part of the camera.
Right? We don't have a right from there. Why not? Because then there's a possible saying the Balabai is potter. A special possible saying the Balabai is potter. So of course he doesn't need to foot anyone's bill. He doesn't even foot his own bill. He did it. He doesn't need to put his own bill. Certainly doesn't need to foot somebody else's bill. Mm-hmm. That's why Tesis is looking for a new case. Tesis says, what's the case? The Shoi doesn't have to foot the bill for the Balabai. Why doesn't the Shoi need to foot the bill on the Balabai? So Tesis doesn't need to do it. Because that's why we see the lack of Mishkarai. That's why we see this principle that we don't make the Balashoi pay the half of the Balabai. And the Shoi really did 100% of the damages. Why didn't he have to pay? Every Shoi Mu'ud, damage, how much would you pay? 50%. Why? There's a Balabai. Balabai is potter because the potter says Benofa. Okay, so why is the Balashoi have to pay? Why don't we say, Kehi, the Rekhlish Shamanai, Mishkarai? And the answer is that you would. Answer is, and you would not, you don't say that principle. That's the right, we don't say that principle. Okay?
Balamuad is paying 50. Why?
Because he has a partner.
He's known to me to be instigator of this case.
Yeah, but Rashi, but this is on the whole of this thing of instigating. So it says
that's in a regular case with the Tom, Balamuad. Balamuad is known to have attributed the same act. So the owner of the Mu'ab should have taken responsibility and have his animal out.
He has to take responsibility.
So I'm saying 100%.
He takes 100% of his partnership.
Why should it be 50%?
Because he has a partner.
What caused this whole issue is the Mu'ab.
According to Tesis, we never took on this instigating business. That's all rational. According to Tesis, no such thing. You have two people. You dug a pit, you're a bishop. Right? Each one of them is a bishop. The one who dug the pit is a bishop, you should have covered it. Had you covered it, that animal wouldn't have
been born. Exactly. What time is
it? In the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day?
Yeah.
He shows up a cat.
According to Tesis, he was a fish.
And this. Regardless, which animal is known to be pushing these kinds of animals into the pits?
Fine.
You should think 100% of the
Who's the boy?
No.
Why not?
No. The Mu'ab animal. He's a Mu'ab.
Right?
He's a Mu'ab. And he's left non-stop doing this.
And he left your boy open when you have these stuff.
The boy should have been perfectly fine because nothing would have happened.
No.
He's talking about a shark. What's this? Not the baby wouldn't walk over there.
Maybe.
He pushed him over there.
He
pushed him in.
No, right.
What's with the chaos?
Why is that not sheer?
What?
Why is it not sheer? I left the pit open, knowing that these animals are going to fall inside, and suddenly come out, and an animal got pushed inside. So, Gemara speaks about, if you have a hole and a mouse, it's not the mouse that causes the thing, it's the hole that causes it. Here you have a pit which caused this damage, and you're a bishop. Why should we blame on the shirt? I mean, the show definitely will be in it as well, but why are we on the show? So according to Tesis, there's two elements here. And really, the Balabai should have had to pay basic incentive. And we don't throw it onto the Balashoi. We don't throw it onto the show. We don't say the Balashoi has to pay the whole thing. It's a riot that We don't hold the principle of the effort, the naked is better than high. And
who's the big care?
During the
care.
Day.
During the day, what?
It's anus.
This is what we say that one person say that he writes to the bar, not sure.
He's not writing sure. The time.
No, for all of it.
Yeah.
If you think all of it. If you all of it, right? Because there's no, yeah. There's no partner. Yeah. There's no partner because he's an artist.
Yeah, it's a good chat. It's an if, that's a good chat. Okay.
I wonder, when you think the sphere of hypolizing, but if the Torah exempts it, so why wouldn't you argue that the fact that the Torah exempts it means that he didn't do anything? In which case, the entire responsibility is the Baal HaShor, in which case it doesn't actually prove it. I mean, we're saying that the Torah says that he did something, but the Torah lets him off the hook. But you just need to argue, the Torah lets him off the hook, it's because the Torah doesn't consider that he did anything.
Yeah. So he doesn't even consider he did anything.
Otherwise, why would the Torah not know? I mean, we're saying like it's a technicality, but we accept that he did something. I think the opposite. If the Torah says you're not higher, it means the Torah feels you didn't do anything.
So then he was saying, come to that, and then this Baal HaShor did everything.
Then the Baal HaShor did everything. And then it's not a proof either.
Yeah. So it's not an opinion.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but what's up with the proof that spirit lay, if we see the button, we're getting the Torah gives you technicality. Why not the Torah gives you technicality? Because the Torah is a
I'm not saying that wouldn't be maybe another way of learning passions, Rashi could learn like that. But the Torah says, understand that when the Torah says your potter, it's not saying you didn't do it. You did it with a potter, right? Like somebody bends a haystack down, it's tailing inside. There's a possible that says a Tom and his potter. It's not shout that you didn't burn it. You didn't burn it, but the Torah says your potter. See, as well, rather you were Peshay at the boy, you should be a guy. The Torah said such a thing as God. Yeah.
What is Rav Nathan?
Sorry.
Yeah. Rav Nathan doesn't hold by that
pasuk. The pasuk doesn't hold by that pasuk. There's Joshua.
No, the Joshua that hold the pasuk. So what is it? So he doesn't like falling in,
fell in, or pushed in. He got pushed in, something different. It is. Yeah. The problem is special limud, the novel actually the cheaper death of you, right? It's a special
rule. Which type of
Rav said actually the death of you. He's saying it has to be sheep and answer. But I'm saying there is no such gemara. So this says that it's chat, but there is no such gemara. So okay, let's maybe try and focus. According to Rav, let's make a question. Let's make a question. The show pushes an animal into a boat. Okay, let's talk about showing wood. Showing wood puts an animal into a boat. How much does the show have to pay and how much does the boat have to pay? One star. We have the bottom, we have Moslem, we have the rest of this.
Show and wood pushes a show we
can't. Let's talk about showing wood. The guy, right, if we can't, we can make another chance as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about showing wood to make life much easier. So we have a showing wood pushing an animal into a boat. We want to know how much does the show have to pay, how much does the boat have to pay, according to Rabbi, according to Rabban, and Nossa, Rashi, Tosis. It's really eight factors. Okay, so no. Nossa, you want to start?
No.
Okay, so I'll start. The showing wood push an animal into a boat. I'd like to say, according to Rashi, Rabban would say, you pay
only the show.
The show pays 100. You're doing it very good, no? Come to Abona, the show pays 100% and the boy pays zero. Why?
He did it.
And come to Abnossan? Come to Abona? 50-50. The part of it. And yeah, so they're both moods. Okay, come to Tasis. What would they say in that case? Show mood pushed an animal into a boat. How much does the Baal HaShor have to pay? How much does the Baal HaShor have to pay? Come to Moslem.
50%.
Hatzi Nezek for the Baal HaShor.
And nothing
is possible. Tasis.
Say again.
So according to Rabbanon, 50% for the Baal HaShor. Nothing for the Baal HaShor. Why?
cuts me off from the
bone. 50% the partner.
50% he did it. He's a partner.
And there's a pasuk that keeps the bore of the boat.
Right. And why don't we throw it back onto the Mr. Shor to pay out the rest?
That's
a shiva. That's a shiva. Do not say. Don't say. Say one guy can't
play. In this specific case, when there are
two. That's a shiva.
They don't always hold that. That's what we're saying.
That's a shiva. That's a shiva. Okay, so that's very good. That was shown. That was shown word. It couldn't do a bomb. Couldn't do a nostan. A matter with couldn't do a nostan. Contestations. 50-50. Say, Russian takes up the same. 50-50. Why 50-50? Why not? Both of them did it. And. Right, according to Ramnosa, both of them did it. According to, even according to Rashi, according to Ramnosa, both of them did it. And then more, so each one, no, not because it makes up a difference.
Oh,
more, each one paid 50%.
Oh, right.
Sure, okay. Word. Okay, we got that clear. So according to Rashi, Motfid making a little bit, everyone can copy it afterwards. So according to Rashi, that conversation. And now let's move on to a little bit more of it. So
it's time. The last one.
He agrees with the possible,
right?
So the, no, he agrees with the possible, he doesn't dash in that way.
No, I'm saying, so he doesn't say that the Baal Bor would pay zero, and then therefore he put the whole of ice on the Baal Shark.
Right. That's not
because he doesn't hold the Baal. He doesn't hold the knuckle.
That's what you dash in for. And according to Tom, let's move on to Tom. Hey, Joe. A little bit of a finger with it. You have a tam and you have a baal habor. And the tam pushed the shoy inside and the shoy got down. If you want to move on to Rashi, according to places. According to Rashi, according to Abon. Rashi Abon. The shoy tam. How much did the shoy tam pay?
50-50.
It's not 100% clear. It could be 25. So. It's not 100% clear.
Well,
okay. No, you're right. 50%.
Yeah.
Because why 50%? Because he did everything and he only has to pay 50. So the Shaitan has made 50%.
With 25 would be the
part. Right, quite right, quite right. So what's your first house? Yeah, right. Nothing's quite right. The Shaitan did everything in Gom Rashi, so he only has to pay 50%. Right? And the minimum would be 100%. He only pays 50% now. And how much does the Bala boy pay?
Zero.
Why zero?
Didn't
do anything, right? Didn't do anything. Why don't we tell the Bala boy to make up what the Bala Shoy didn't do?
Rashi
didn't do anything. Oh, very good. Rashi actually says that this is where we see the principle that we don't blame on the other guy. And Tosafot says, also, it's not that. He didn't do anything. That's why not. So what Motchai says is what Rashi actually does say. Well, sure, says, look, this is us on it. He didn't do anything. Very good. So that's what everyone should come out. Show Tom. He paid 50%, and the Baal Boy doesn't pay anything because he didn't do anything. That's according to Rabbi Abon. Yeah, according to Nosson, what would be? Show Tom pays 25% because he does have a partner, and it's Show Tom, so he made 25%. And it's Show Mood, and the Baal Boy. Pay 75%. Why? We'll have to see them against Shem on Tuesday. But that's he pays, or maybe even tomorrow. He pays pays extra. And the Baal, and that is by Shoytam. The Shemud. What's Rashi on by Shemud? How much what would Rav Nosson say that Shemud has to pay according to Rashi? 50, because it's a partner. There is a partner from Rashi. And the Ross is a partner. And how much of the Baal Boy pay?
Also
51. Also, the both partners, equal partners, pay 52. According to Tosas, how much does a Shoytan, how much does a Gundra Bon, how much would the Shoytan have to pay?
25.
And how much would the Bon have to pay? How much would the Baal Boy have to pay?
50.
Zero.
According to
Rabbanan, but that's
Rabbanan.
Rabbanan, but that's it should come out. Yeah. The guy would only get 25 cents, right? The Baal HaShoy paid 25 cents because of the Shoy tapping it front down, and the Baal HaBoy paid zero.
No.
Why don't we say the Baal HaShoy has to pay extra?
No. Because
all of it
is after.
Which pasuk? The
non-pasuk.
That's why the Baal HaBoy doesn't have to pay. Why don't we say the Baal HaShoy has to pay extra?
Oh, because it's Ritav of Rabbana.
Right.
And so they don't go by picking up the difference.
Yeah. Not so mukach, because it could be, because it's a possible. I show you time, so you have to pay me 25%. Show you time tells me that whatever you're about to pay by mood, you only pay half. So by mood, you only have to pay.
He's capped that.
Yeah, it's true for the next stage. So whatever the reason, by mood, you only pay 50%. By time, you only pay 25%. Now let's move on according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Nosson, how much does a Shaitan have to pay? 25 cents. And how much does a Shaitan have to pay?
I think only
50%.
No, I don't.
75%.
Again?
He would pay 75%. This is it.
He makes up the difference, but he makes up the difference. Not the difference of what the war of the shore would have to pay, but he makes up the difference for the whole thing.
He pays his half.
Right.
And he makes up the difference. Shaitan damaged. How much does Shaitan have to pay 25? How much does Shaitan have to pay 75? If it's a Shaitan, then it's 50-50. Right? If it's Shaitan, then. So now, let's move on to Shaitan by Rabbanon. Shaitan by Rabbanon, how much would a Shaitan have to pay? It comes to Rabbanon. 50 cents. And according to how much would the show, how much would the boy have to pay? No. Nothing. Why don't we put this, tell the Baal HaShoy to pay more? Why don't we say the show shall pay the full damages? That's because here we see that they don't hold all this principle. They don't hold all the principle here, the show may not sound right. Then we move on to the last thing, Rabbi Nosson. How much would the Baal HaShoy have to pay? According to Nosson. Tesis. 50 and the Baal HaBoy wouldn't pay anything. We got the Baal HaBoy and we don't throw it back onto him, right? So we followed all the way through and then the last would be 50-50. Right. There you go. Every person should make themselves a chart.
50-50 for which?
Shaymud.
Sure.
The Baal HaShoy pays 50 because he did 50. And the Baal HaBoy has to pay 50 as well. But Joe Mosson doesn't hold this Joshua, which I'm on. Okay, every person should make themselves a chart. If they can't fill in every box, it means they haven't got the Gemara for it. Okay, there has to be box of four for Shittas Rashi, Vidas, Rabbanon, Reb Nosson, Shittas Tosfos, Vidas, Rabbanon, Reb Nosson, Shaitan, Shemu. It should be eight boxes according to Rashi and eight boxes according to Rabbanon. If you can't fill in all 16 boxes, it means you haven't got the Gemara for it. You can't, very good. Sign and do. This is going to be a long time ago. I would like tomorrow, ready to maybe learn the next thesis. Have you seen it yet? You probably haven't yet. So I'm going to do it. His thesis is the Olam Saba. The Olam Saba. How do you call it? Give one on the other.
Yeah, no demo.
Okay, I'm going to be shaped tomorrow, basically. So let me just drag that too long. Okay, this place is we need to learn. And then Mietz Hashem, the Gemara until Itna. So today, make yourself those charts, make sure you've got all 16 boxes filled in. If you haven't, try and work on that. Besides that, to get till Itna, the last word on the page. And this is the Olam Sova High Palganizga and Altar of the Birch. Can we see? We'll get to him tomorrow. We shall finish off that part.
So, according to Tosfos Hashiva, the Chedesh HaRei,
that's good.
Now the Gorea, would you say that he didn't fall by he fell by himself because of the fellow and
so he didn't fall by himself.
So then why is he in that case?
He didn't fall by himself.
That's understand. So therefore that the Korean vessels the sheet that the Hebrew buster that says the Noha. So now there's a Kriya. He hasn't run long. But now that it bowed out board, he should have been.
That's what the man asked. The man said, I'm fine, you know, go ahead. What's the answer to the man?
The man says that he's wrong.
Yes, he can hear it.
What's the answer to the man?
That the bowed out board is wrong.
No, he did not. If he did not make a point to Rashi,
now you don't hire Nossan. If Nossan holds, that there's no such possible.
Okay.
It would be a possible, you're right. He's the grammar, he's got up to. The Kerr is a grammar, and the Malabar is got up to. Until we get over Nostra, Nostra doesn't hold of that Josh. And Amina, he has to pay the whole thing.
Cheap.
It wasn't cheap because
it's down on essence.
No, you said that wasn't really out. But it seems to be saying it's always holding up. But some of those don't have this year. You should put it in
there. We just done off the thing. So, okay, my spouse, you should have a good day. And that's tomorrow. We'll have a share.